Yes, praise
Amen.
Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet all your brethren. Wish them the best. If they need a prayer, you can pray for them a prayer of a minute
or
of seconds.
Let's
see if anyone needs a prayer neighboring you. Pray for them a prayer in the name of Jesus.
And
do the goodness of God to them. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God for this good time He's given us.
And
we don't want to play in it.
We
want to use well seasons God has given us under the sun.
He
told us 1 Corinthians 15, 22 and 23. When we are died in Adam, given chance to raise up in the Lord Jesus. But each person in their own time and in their own season. But in those seasons, we raise up in the Lord Jesus, we restore the body from heaven, and to feed it the food of the Word. And the water, it is the Holy Spirit, and makes many things.
It
makes a passion, works as souls, the source of the Word of God.
But
it is so sweet in making the food sweet.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we thank God that
He's
taught us use well our seasons. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 says everything has time and season. And every word means scriptures we see in the Holy Scriptures, each of them has their seasons, and we have to hear it in and how it's meant to be done. For when you look to Matthew 24,
he
asks the faithful servants to give you food of the word in its season.
And
we want to use the time of today and move on to knowing things in the call of God on the nation of Uganda in these eras of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC, and as God marked them, He marked the call in the Bible as we first saw, and He marked it in the history. And just as we saw the last time, and we still move on to seeing how God marked this prophecy through this call through prophecies released in AD. And we singled out visions. And one came from outside Uganda in the Australian country. And another came from within Uganda, which passed through Apostle John Mulinde from the prayer mountain in Uganda. But as we still move on with the Astorian vision, the Astorian vision on the nation of Uganda, which was written a new vision newspaper in the 1992, it was the Saturday, the 14th, in the November, through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein. Praise Jesus much. And that prophecy, we singled out 4 points in it, the major points, those explain that vision to finish up well.
For
the first point, we winded it up when we realized Uganda is a blessed country. It's been blessed, blessing or revealing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
God is in this country of Uganda.
What
He needs to do is final work on the planet Earth. That point we saw it. We still move on to see our second point. Why the man meant to hate God's final work. The final work on the planet Earth. Through Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
It's
meant to be like Prophet Elijah. And as Prophet Moses. And to be as King David.
God
many reasons plenty in the Holy Scriptures. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. After we saw that,
we
headed on to see our general reason. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses.
Now
in that our general reason, we have seven reasons within it. We still move on to explain of the sixth reason.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much, which concerns the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God,
as
was joined up in the prophet Elisha. This time it resumes to appear in the nation Uganda. Now we have seen much under the double portion of the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we move on under the double portion, this that we want to see, we are meant to have begun the way these seven spirits of God, the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God, and they reveal their working through the word of God, the Holy Bible, and the power of the seven spirits in the double portion. The seven spirits of God when they are doubled. Before we reach that point, to see how they work, today we want to first see that the portion you'll get of it, the anointing you'll get of it, from the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, and they are the seven spirits of God. When they are doubled, they will reveal you the fullness of God and His glory through the word of God. In the brief we say that the anointing that you are going to get through the teaching, it will be revealing you the fullness of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the anointing you're going to be getting,
or
that you get through this teaching, the anointing of the double portion that you get through this teaching,
it remain
revealing you the fullness of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to get that heading before we go single out one by one.
On
the double portion of seven spirits of God, of working and revealing the power. And before we reach that,
we
wanted you to first understand that the anointing you'll get over the double portion through the teaching, remain teaching you and revealing you the fullness of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've understood that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I've
said this. The heading we are looking to, the anointing of the double portion that you get through this teaching is going to remain revealing you the fullness of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All what we bring to understand your way is this, that this anointing, all this power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God,
this
time in the double portion
of the seven
spirits of God when they are doubled,
if you
get of this teaching, That anointing of that teaching remain revealing to you the fullness of the word of God. If you have totally repented to leave your sins
and
you've humbled down under the hand of God, it means what? When you are to reveal the working of the seven spirits of God in a double portion, praise Jesus much. Upon every spirit, you are going to reveal a little according to the scriptures.
That
little you're going to be getting, that you get through the teaching, in the time you read in the Bible, in the word of God, move on to reveal you more things.
Anointment, so
I think that anointing which can reveal secrets, this will
ease
our final work on the planet Earth through Uganda Pearl of Africa. Any person wherever they will be in the entire world and they totally repent and they humble under the mighty hand of God, and they hearken to the teaching of the new generation with the full knowledge of God, they will be moving on the gate of that anointing of the double portion, the seven spirits of God, and they work double.
It's
what they will get when they go back open the Bible. They will find when they broaden for them great understanding. That's been great that you first know it. For we say like this. Portion of the double anointing. They are the seven spirits of God. Seven eyes of God doubled. That you will be getting through this teaching. It will move on and help you be filled of the Holy Spirit. And to feeling you knew the knowledge of God and His glory according to the word of God. Praise Jesus much. The heading you've written is what you should use. But this is like a note down there. And the heading we've used saying, the portion of the anointing that you will be getting through the teaching, the portion of the double anointing that you will be getting through teaching, it will remain revealing to you the fullness of the word of God. That is the heading we have used. But the note says that the portion of the double anointing, they are the seven spirits of God,
and
seven eyes of God doubled, that you will be getting through the teaching. It will fill in you the Holy Spirit and it will draw you to be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory according to the word of God. Praise Jesus much. We try to tell you what Bible speaks in the 1 John chapter 2. And it says that this anointing we get of, it remains teaching us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
1
John 2 from verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandikidde olw'ebigambo byabo abakyamya. Ebbalayo kale ekisooka essula ya kubiri olunya olwabiri mu omukaaga.
First John chapter 2 from verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandiikidde olw'ebigambo byabo abakyamya olunya olwabiri mu omusanvu.
Asuse tuwoninga.
He has first warned us.
N'agamba nti mbawandiikidde.
Say, I've written this unto you.
Olw'ebigambo byabo abakyamya.
Concerning those who are liars, they deceive, they pervert.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, we are going to go direct. And we begin to see the seven spirits of God. And they are the eyes of God in the double portion.
And
the way they work based on the Holy Scriptures, their power which is doubled.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
first brought in us this heading, and he says, the portion of the anointing that we shall get through the teaching remain revealing us the fullness of the Word of God. And we got a note down there, and we say,
the portion of the double anointment.
That the portion of the double anointing. They are the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God. When they are doubled, that will be taking, getting through this teaching. It will remain filling you fullness of the Holy Spirit. And
it
fills you the knowledge of God and His glory as His word is. That's what He's told us of in the 1 John chapter 2, starting from verse 26 and down. So He wanted to tell that to us.
So
in a little time, there's going to be people who attach themselves and the liars and they claim to have the double portion and they claim to be of the new generation
with
the full knowledge of God and His glory. But it's written to tell us that no person will be able to be revealed when they don't have a portion of that anointing. You're meant to have a portion of it.
It must
remains revealing till fullness of the Word of God to bring you be filled of the Holy Spirit and to fill the knowledge of God and His glory just as His Word is. Let's repeat this verse. First John chapter 2, verse 26.
Ebyo mbawandiikidde olw'ebigambo byabo abakyamya. Olunyolwa biri mu omusanvu. Nammwe okufukibwako amafuta kwemwaweebwa ye kwe kubeera mu mmwe. So temwetaaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga. Naye ng'okufuuka kwe okw'amafuta bwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna. Era kwa mazima so si bulimba. Era nga bwe kwabayigiriza mubeerenga mu ye.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Agamba nti nga bwe yatufukako amafuta.
Just as He anointed us.
Kubanga buli twayogera bwati nga bwe yatugamba gwe mwoyo.
Time He speaks the words He tells us they are spirit.
Bwe bulamu.
It is life.
Era ge mafuta
ge twogera ku. Anointing we speak of.
Nga agamba nti okufukako amafuta kwe yatufukako.
Anointing He poured on us.
Okukulino sigala nga kutuyigiriza.
Has to remain teaching us.
Nga kugwa mu kugamba nga temuli muku.
And is not perverting from the Word of God, but to teach all words in their fullness, just as the Word of God is.
So
even though we're going to begin give you the portion of the double portion,
for
the seven spirits of God, double portion and how it reveals and works, but that you'll get, it will engulf the entire Bible, it will wrap up the entire Bible. Everything you're to read has to fall in that. Just move on, reveal you the Bible, but they'll be falling in that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Request to repeat verse
27.
1 John 2:27.
So temwetaaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga.
You hear very well.
Tinamu okufukibwako amafuta.
That even the pouring upon you the anointing.
Watufukako.
That He pours on us.
Kubeerawo okutuyigiriza.
It's there to teach us.
Nga tetwetaaga muntu yenna kutuyigiriza.
Don't need any person to teach us.
Kitegeeza.
It means.
Tetugaana muntu ajja kuyimira gye tuli.
Don't refuse anyone come stand before us.
Naye twagala okuwulira.
But we want to hear.
Mafuta ge gamu nga gakulukuta.
The same anointing flowing.
Twetaaga okuwulira omwoyo y'omu.
We need to hear the same spirit.
Spirit
is in that person teaching us. And the anointing is alive.
Not
on reveal and bring knowledge.
So si kujamia.
It not to pervert.
Barua yokana chisoke sura ya kubironyo labi ni mwomisa.
1 John 2:27.
Sote mwetaga muntu yenna okubayigirizanga. Naye ng'okufuka kwe okw'amafuta bwe kubayigiriza mu bigambo byonna.
Kulina tuyigiriza mu bigambo ki?
As to teach us in all words.
Kugamba your point jojo kubanga ofya. Oba akatonya akamafuta kona atandika ko kufura.
That portion of the anointing you will begin to get.
Natulabe emiyo musanvu li moyo musanvu.
As we see the seven spirits on each among the seven.
Bwejikola mu double portion.
How they work in the double portion.
Ejo kyona atandika okufuna
ko. We will begin to get in you.
Chigenda kubanga bona alaba nti otaddeko security.
Be that you put attached on a security.
Obutabawo kigambo kya bulima kyonna kirala kikuyingira.
Never to have any false word to come into you.
Kubanga byonna bijja kuba bisamalizingiddwa.
All would have been summarized in there.
Mwekyo kyona atandika okufuna ko.
That you will begin to get off.
Gajja kuba mafuta oleda agamaze okujja mu
gwe. Be anointed already coming in you.
Gajja kuba mwoyo mutukuvu mu gwe.
Be the Holy Spirit in you.
Gajja kuba manyi.
It will be power.
Agasobola okwawula ayogera wabweru byayogera. Obanga bigwa mu mafuta ge gamwago banedda.
Can't separate one speak out whether he falls in the same anointing or not.
Kugamba kujja kwa kwenyini kwe kuyigiriza.
It will be the one teaching.
Oba omuntu ayimiridde gye tuli okuyigiriza.
Someone stands before us to teach.
Anointing yeri no confirming.
Anointing us to confirm that is it's alike.
Era ne bona bikula bikuzi Bible report.
Even open the Bible.
Anointing eyo gyofunako.
That anointing you get
here just galange confirming yeri ezigenda nezinne wazo.
Confirming as a scriptures which go with this one.
No kuongera okugaziza Bible no gitegeera.
What is for you the Bible and understanding?
Basinga batero gamba.
Most people always say.
Echi natwalira banga chokujuzibwa moyo mutukufu.
How long will it take us to be filled of the Holy Spirit?
Era nokujuzibwa kumanya kwa Katonda.
And to be filled with the knowledge of God.
Wetaga weta zikufuna ntandikwa.
We just need to get the beginning.
Era nobutanyoma ntandikwa entono.
Never despise that humble beginning.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Era namu abarudde wane abaka mazye myaka ngebi.
You two have been here long for 2 years.
Kyona mu mukikakashi.
That to you are sure of that.
Chofuna cage to no bridge.
The little you get all.
Boda yono soma Bible yobo ebyo bikule ebintu ebyala bingi.
Go back read the Bible reveals many other things.
Kwanga anointing ye ebe mazye okutula mu kwe. That anointing kwe okubikule ebyama.
Redeemed sat in you it reveals more secrets.
Era sigara moyo mutukufu.
It remains the Holy Spirit.
Ngeri ya mafuta.
In the way of the anointing.
Kulaga amanyi.
To show the power.
Atumaliyo.
Let us finish.
Balwayo kana kisoke sura ya 10 olinyola biri mu musango.
First John chapter 2:27.
Era kwa mazima so si bulimba. Era ngabe kwa bayigiriza muberenga muye.
Ulide bulunji.
Have you heard well?
Tokuyigiri okufukwa ko kwa mafuta kuba kuyigiriza.
Pouring on of the anointing when it teaches.
Kuyigiriza amazima gonna gali mu kigambo.
Teaches all truth in the Bible.
Kuno sigaranga kwa mazima ngate kulimba namu.
Main truthful and there's no lie in it.
So niwan kuba do muntu ngaje okuyimira je tuyo.
Someone comes stand before us to teach.
Olwa mafuta agomo yo mutu kugerufuna.
The Holy Spirit you are to get.
Emiyo musambwe ja katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Birundi ebiri.
When they are doubled.
The double portion je tuogera.
The double portion we speak of.
Ticho cho jo funa ko.
That you will get all.
Chigenda kuba ekitono kwechi chimara yo Bible yo na.
Going to be the portion which will finish the entire Bible.
Na yate bulirona ajikwata ngo jisoma.
The time you get hold to read it.
Oba omuntu yenna okusomesa bakubulira.
Person to teach and instruct you.
Yasigalange gatta ko bugasi kumanya.
Joining on knowledge, joining on the light of the word.
Yasigale bikuru obujuvu bwa Katonda.
Means revealing fullness of God.
Kumanya kwa Katonda okujude.
The full knowledge of God.
Together
with his glory.
Yes, you was with
Praise Jesus much.
So mjona cha avuda kugamba.
All that's why he has told us.
Kaga mafuta gasigara gayigirisha.
That anointing remains teaching.
Kubanga ye moyo mtu kuvikunyini.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Atumali ro abirimo mnana.
Let's finish verse 28.
Barayo kana chisoke sura ya 10 onyoro abirimo mnana.
First John 2:28.
Ne kakano abana abato muberenga muye. Balira bisibwa tulyoke tubere no bugumu. Eren sonyi ziremo okutukwatira mu masoge mukujja kwe. Olabiri mu omwenda.
29.
Obanga mumanyinga mutukirivu. Era mutegeranga buli muntu yenna akola obutukirivu yazalibwa ye.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much.
Ekijjo kutuyambe
kirala. What will help us another?
Tukimanyenga tuli mu ye.
Let's know we are in him.
Okubera mu ye kitegeza nebigambo bibiri mu
fu. To abide in him means his words are in us.
Eranga ibigambo bikola mafuta agabira mu
those words make the anointing in us.
Ukwongera ukabira omuntu yenna ayigiriza.
Move on check anyone teaching.
Obukabira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Check up the word of God.
Ukwongera okuleta okuyigiriza.
Move on bring the teaching.
N'okubikulirwa.
And the revelation.
Eranga tumanya nti amafuta agotega ayigiriza kintu kyonna ekitujja mu butuukirivu.
Know that the anointing doesn't teach anything which takes us from righteousness.
Wabula okutunyweza obunyweza mu butuukirivu.
But to strengthen us in the righteousness.
Kubanga tumanyi ngoyo.
For we know that one
mutuukirivu
is righteous.
Eranga abakuma obutuukirivu.
Those who keep righteousness,
bazalibwa
ye. They are born of him.
Bayogera nti mbeere batukuvu nga nange bwe ndi omutukuvu.
Be holy just as I am holy.
Bible eba eyogera mu Batesalonika ekisooka essuula ey'okutaano.
Bible speaks in 1 Thessalonians 5.
Nyolo 19. Eyogera bw'eti.
It speaks like this.
Abatesalonika ekisooka essuula ya 5. Olunyiriri lwa 19.
1 Thessalonians 5:19.
Temuzikizanga mwoyo. Olunyo lwabiri. Temunyomanga bunnabbi. Olwabiri mu olumu. Mugezengako ku bigambo byonna. Munywerezenga ddala ekirungi. Olwabiri mu ebbiri. Mwewalenga buli ngeri ya bubi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Temuzikizanga mwoyo.
Do not quench the spirit.
Era temugananga bunnabbi.
And nor reject any prophecy. But you test every prophecy. Why is that word has come like that?
Tulabye nti mu double portion.
We've seen in the double portion.
Of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. When they are doubled. They are going to reveal it in the word of God.
And
see how the spirit of the Lord works. As the word of God is. In the double portion. And we see the spirit of wisdom. How it works. In the double portion. You see the spirit of understanding. How it works in the double portion. That's the word of God is. You see the spirit of counsel of God. How it works in the double portion. That's the word of God is. We shall see the spirit of power. How it works in the double portion. As the word of God is.
And
we see the spirit of knowledge of God. How it works in double portion. As the word of God is.
Then
we then see spirit of fear of God. How it works in the double portion. As the word of God is. When you see the seven spirits we first heard,
Bible
purified, put in seven spirits. When
you
get a portion upon each spirit, gets in you of the words of God. Don't be any other spirit which can deceive you. Now you don't reject any spirit speaking. But by anointing you of the word of God, through the seven spirits of God,
you'll
be able to test them.
You
don't reject a prophecy, someone speaks it. According to the spirit of counsel, and you check that prophecy. Check in the seven spirits just as the word of God is. What I bring you to understand, when
you
begin to see the seven spirits, how they work in the double portion as the word of God is, you will see that we have narrowed them, yet we speak the entire Bible. But that you will be getting in you. If you will be ready to totally repent, humble under the mighty hand of God.
See
every time you get more revealed, any time you get the Bible,
any
time you look to things around you,
they
connect, get back in the Bible. Just look at the plant, and you hear scripture speak in you. And they speak of that plant.
You're
very surprised. What you have to know, it doesn't get out of the word of God. They don't go beyond it. The teaching of this anointing does not go beyond the word of God. Praise Jesus much. They say anointing is what teaches us. We speak of the Holy Spirit. We speak of the Holy Spirit who teaches us. When they come, it's come in the form of anointing. They speak of the power. The power he uses through the seven spirits. For now they're all joined up. And they call it anointing teaching us. For the spirit of the Lord teaches. The spirit of wisdom teaches.
The
spirit of understanding teaches.
The
spirit of the counsel teaches.
The
spirit of power teaches.
The
spirit of knowledge teaches.
And
the spirit of fear of God teaches. Now they wrapped it up, the anointing which teaches us.
But
what you are to do is one thing. To repent of those sins. To totally leave them. Humble under the mighty hand of God. Anointing of the Holy Spirit of power.
With
the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. It's time in the double portion. And they are teaching you. By the portion you get in you. The teaching like today. In the John 14,
in
the verse 26, you're going to move and understand what's called anointing teaching us. It's the spirit whom we get.
John 14, from
verse 26.
Kitange gwali tuma mu linnya lyange, oyo alibayigiriza byonna. Aliba jukiza byonna bye nabagamba.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Nti naye omubeezi.
That when the Comforter.
Ye Mwoyo Mutukufu.
That is the Holy Spirit.
Kitange gwali tuma gye
muli. Whom the Father will send to you.
Oyo aliba jukiza byonna.
He will remind you all.
Aliba yigiriza byonna.
He will teach you all.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Bobo tunide bulungi Yokana 12:26.
Well, John 14:26. It says the comfort of the Holy Spirit
is
the one to remind us,
is
the one to teach us. This is when you connect it well with the first John in the chapter 2:27. It says it's the anointing which teaches us, it remains the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. But most say, now we're going to be powered upon us this time, the anointing this time.
All
long you've been powered upon.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You've
been powered upon through the words you hear. He has been filtering himself in you. And you too, you have been seeing it. If you forget the scripture, it reminds you. Open a Bible and a new scripture.
Before
we study it, you see you are revealed of it.
Remember,
before you sat here teaching, it was impossible. But you've been asking. Come that now I understand. You
joined
anointing given on you the Holy Spirit. When he spoke with us in John 6:63. He said, the words I tell you, they are spirits. If you have repented, humble under the mighty hand of God. Scriptures sit in you, they become anointing, they become the Holy Spirit. Teach you basing on the scriptures you've gotten. Remember, it is His work to write them in you. To keep them in you as the anointing. That's why anytime you remind the scripture, you feel joy. Before you get it and you're looking for it, you feel you have no peace, no settled. When you get it and you feel relieved, you feel
anointed,
which is with progress.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, that
what God help you understand it.
Read
John 6:63. John 6:63.
Omwoyo gwe guleta obulamu. Omubiri teguliko kye gugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Abatume,
the apostles, they began to get the Holy Spirit before He officially came from heaven. But moved on, get Him through the word. Scriptures Jesus used to tell them. They began to get the Spirit in them. To get that anointing. That's why they began to go move preach. Even to chase the demons. Officially, the Holy Spirit had not come yet in the tongues of fire on them. But those words they got, they began to be the Spirit in them.
With
the words he tells us, they are spirits and they are alive.
Now,
they remain teaching. They look for their other colleagues.
Time
you'll get the Bible to read it, you will see a revelation. And you say, now, how did I begin to understand?
And
if you open the Bible, now you read, you understand it. And when did I begin to understand?
Yeah,
there is a portion in you doing that. That's why when you confuse it, it can vanish from you. Wake up, get the Bible. And you don't understand it anymore. Now, no one
can.
Not in understanding. You don't understand by your own. Began to get the Holy Scriptures.
A portion
of the Spirit within you.
Even though
not yet filled to say of
filled,
but there is a portion of the Spirit.
And it
aiming to the portion filled or the double portion. That is what can reveal. If you act proud, you see, you no more understand. If you control this understanding, I would have remained understanding.
There
is a portion they give you of the Spirit. That anointing which teaches passes through His words, He tells us. Remember one thing. One day the Lord Jesus, after He had raised up, brought the disciples, blew on them air. He told them, get the Spirit. He breathed in Him. He was blowing hair on them. He told them, get the Spirit.
Did
they say what? Jesus, and the way He did it, He said, the words I tell you, they are spirits. It's come blowing on them. They get the Spirit. And He tells them, wait for Him to come. He said, what is this? He first told us, John 6:63. The words I said to you, they are spirits. We were entering them in us. When He raised up,
and
He breathed in us to get the Spirit. As He was going, He
told us,
wait for the Holy Spirit. Why those levels are involved? The level of the Spirit coming in the Acts
2,
it was filling up already right there. But these were getting the Spirit along the journey. As He spoke with them, they got the Spirit. According to John 6:63. When He raised up, before He ascended, He blew upon them the breath of life that He breathed in Adam. He told them, get the Spirit.
And
as He reached the heavens, He sent the Holy Spirit to fill them up.
Spirit
will come just as tongues of fire rest on people. He first prepares a place for Himself in you through the word. And He orders His house.
And
there a minister is teaching, or He speaks with you.
You
don't know, it ceases to be a level speaking words, but it's breathing the Spirit in you. I don't say go, the Spirit on you.
At
that time too happens. According to John chapter 20, the verse 19 to 23, he says this. John chapter 20 from verse 19.
Enzigi bwe zaali nga ziggaddwawo abayigirizwa be mwe baali olw'okutya Abayudaaya, Yesu n'ajja n'ayimirira wakati mu bo n'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe.
Olidde bulungi?
Have you heard well?
Mukama Yesu ng'azuukidde.
Jesus has raised up.
Abayigirizwa baagera ne beekweka
mu kizimbe. Hide themselves in the building.
Ne beggalirayo.
And they shut themselves in.
Naye ne bamulabirawo mu masekkati
gaabwe. They saw him in their midst.
Umanyi yali amaze okufuuka omwoyo.
You know he had turned now into a living soul.
Yesu yabazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Abagamba emirembe gibere
gibere. Told them peace be to you.
Ekyaddirira n'akola bw'ati.
And what followed he did this.
Yokana 20:19.
John 20 verses 19 and to 23. Let's read.
Yokana esula ya 20:19.
John 20 from verse 19.
Awo kulunaku luli akawungezi. Kulunaku olusoka munaku omusanvu. Enzigi bwe zaali nga ziggaddwawo, abayigiriza mwe baali. Olw'okutya Abayudaaya, Yesu n'ajja n'ayimirira wakati mu bo n'abagamba nti emirembe gibe mu mmwe. Olunya olwabiri, awo bwe yamala okwogera bw'atyo, n'abalaga engalo ze n'embirizi ze. Abayigirizwa ne basanyuka bwe baalaba Mukama waabwe. Olunya olwabiri mu olumu, awo Yesu n'abagamba nate nti, emirembe gibe mu mmwe, nga Kitange bwe yantuma nze, nange bwe ntyo mbasindika mmwe. Olwabiri mu ebiri, bwe yamala okwogera ekyo, n'abasiza omukka, n'abagamba nti mutoole Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Olidde bulungi?
You hear of well.
Yabasiza mukka.
He breathed on them.
N'agamba mutoole Omwoyo
Omutukuvu. And he said, get the Holy Spirit.
Ebintu bino bw'obiraba otya?
How do you see the things?
Manyi Mukama atuwadde.
You know God has given us. He's given us the double portion.
Okugatta omusajja uli wachali n'okubanga na Biraija.
Join why that man should be like prophet Elijah.
And
that's prophet Moses.
Utwagatta obulungi twajjamu na Biraija.
When we joined well, we got out prophet Elijah.
Na double portion yomo
yomutu. And the double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo mtuko ngujuvu.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Omoyo musambu ijaka.
The seven spirits of God.
Birundi ebiri.
When they are doubled.
Wabula mukanyo meruka na atulaga.
In this aspect he shows us.
Ndi tukena kuba tufuna ko portion.
We are going to get of the portion. Of the Holy Spirit. But that you will be getting of. That anointing. And it teaches the entire fullness. Even to reach fill you the Holy Spirit.
To
bring the full knowledge of God and His glory. Just as the word of God is. How do we take that portion?
The
first portion is taken. Through hearing His words. According to John
6:63.
In the time you hear and you're humbled under the mighty hand of God and you have repented, you get that portion.
God's
minister is speaking. At a point even in the breath you can take that portion. You don't need to be breathed on. No.
Which
time God gets on what's in Him and puts in you.
Because
most of us had in our hearts. And you say, I will understand it myself.
It needs
a portion of the Holy Spirit be in you.
Accept
scriptures sit in you.
Don't despise
any word in the scriptures
of God.
It comes out from the minister's mouth.
Jesus
breathed on them.
He didn't
breathe the physical breath.
He
breathed the Spirit on them. He said, breathing on
them,
you get the Holy Spirit. Remember, you told them, do not go to minister.
Comforter,
the Holy Spirit comes from heaven.
Words
I speak, you receive the Spirit.
When I breathe
of life, you get the Holy Spirit.
And
what else were they waiting for? What was coming? The filling up. People first rejected the words of God to sit in the teaching. Now what they did,
they
went to the mountain to grieve that they get the Spirit.
Can't
give before he puts and orders where he is to sit. writes his word in you,
then
they send the Holy Spirit. It makes them anointing. The words of life which teaches. And he prepares his place to sit. And comes, talks, he doesn't just come direct on someone. Let us see the question of the pastor. Praise the name of the Lord.
I'm
named Pastor Mucheve. I'm requesting to ask and get more understanding. There is another sign
you
see in the Holy Scriptures. How people took the Spirit right on Moses in the 70 he spoke of. God got the Spirit on Moses, put them on the 70, the Spirit in Moses. And we see the same sign apostles used it in the Acts when they people filled them the Holy Spirit. My question is here, sign out that way, is it the same and the same way, the way of getting the Holy Spirit? For before in churches which have prevailed, the issue of breathing on people and they will blow air on us and they blow in their speakers and it had conmanship involved. And the other way, they told them to pray for us. What we filled, we called it the Spirit, which wasn't that after coming in the truth.
One
more of the other sign of praying for the people, and it falls in where?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sign of praying for people falls in the Acts 2, in the verse 3 and 4. Because the Lord had put in place people like Moses,
as
Spirit coming from up to Philip, he had descended. Didn't need to come again from heaven. Get from these who have and they give the others and they are filled. Remember in the Acts 8 he
said,
when you come from verse 9 and preach 23, shows if you've not been in the word of God, not been hearing and ready to repent, not be filled of what they pray for you,
and
that's why Simon the sorcerer was not filled. Did lay his heart to the word of God.
He
wanted to be given just, to be filled, whoever will lay hands on. And the Bible shows in the entire Acts, after they had the word, as they were there, the filling up of the Holy Spirit happened. He first prepares. Doesn't just follow you where he finds you. And you are filled of the Spirit. Let's go read in the Acts.
Acts
2, verse
14. Naye Petero bwe yayimirira kubali ekumi n'omu. Nayogera waggulu nga bagamba nti, abasajja Abayudaaya abatuula mu Yerusaalemi mwenna, mutegeere kino, mutegeere amatu ebigambo byange. Lunyolo 15, kubanga bano tebatamidde nga mmwe bwe mulowooza, kubanga ye ssaawa eyokusatu eyemisana.
Acts 8:14. Acts 8:14.
Awo abatume bali mu Yerusaalemi bwe baawuliranga e Samaria bakkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda ne babatumira Petero ne Yokana.
Bwe baawuliranga e Samaria,
when they heard that in Samaria,
bakkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
they accepted the word of God.
Babatumira Petero ne
sent them Peter and John.
agenze kubasabira nno
moyo mutukufu. Obwe bali bamaze okubanga bakkiriza. Already they had accepted.
Part yomo Yesu
ka. The first part of the spirit.
Eri mu Yokana esuliyo mukaga olunyewe kaga mu
isa. John 6:63.
Ebigambo byembagamba gwe moyo.
What I tell you they are spirits and they are alive.
Kati eno breeze
that they breathe
eyita mu kigambo.
Passes through the word.
Eyita mu kigambo nga bwe tuwogera kati kigambo. Era naye eyita mu kigambo.
It also passes through the word.
So si kujane kuwako
mfuyo. It's not coming to just breathe physical on you. It's not that.
Kubaka tulwalira ebigambo bikutuuka
kwa rayo. What do you think comes to you?
Cheche tuka matuku.
What reaches in your ears?
Breathe
over the breath
ebigambo ebikwafu. Obunyukuta.
What which are consecrated letters?
Sound cheche.
What is it now?
I never smuggled in the physics. What is sound?
Studied physics. A double stage.
Okay.
Let me leave it to you.
What do you answer?
You have an answer? Microphone. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm named Teacher Ivan Jasper. Remembering physics as we studied,
sound, zibera waves.
Sound, they are waves. Waves moving in the air. When they meet in your ear,
wabali vibrating amatu, okubanga,
that they make the hear get words as they have come from their source.
But sound,
their waves moving in the air. That's what you hear. You don't get words which are concentrated.
When they
concentrate, as they are coming, they are in waves, not concentrated.
Now,
if you've humbled, when you hear the words, they are spirit.
Coming in, they come in
the form of breath or waves.
Spread
in your ear and you hear as them words.
Now,
there's much physics involved there. But me too, I started physics to senior
six.
What taught me, I understood easily in the journey of heavens. Praise Jesus much. Bring you understand the way you begin to get spirit of God before you are filled.
In
the words of Holy Scriptures told you. If he tells you and they are having anointing,
he
does not teach it in human wisdom, but in the wisdom of God, they become the spirits.
They become
the breath of waves. And they enter in your ears. And they get a place where they sit in your mind, in your heart, even your inner man. You thought how were they working?
But
how do you get scriptures?
You
can
reach,
speak and speak them. And you wonder how you got them.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus. Now let's read Acts.
When
they heard Samaria, they had accepted the word of God. Went to pray for them, be filled of the Spirit. Acts 8:15. Let's get back. Acts 8:14.
Samaria bakkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda, ne babatumira Petero ne Yokana. Olunyolo 15. Nabo bwe baatuuka ne babasabira okuweebwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu. Olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga, kubanga ayita nnaba kubakkako n'omu ku bo, naye babatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. 17. Awo ne babassaako emikono ne baweebwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu. olw'ekumi n'omunaana naye Simooni bwe yalaba ng'olw'okusibwako emikono ng'abatume baweebwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu n'abaleetera effeeza 19 ng'agamba nti mumpe nange obuyinza buno buli gwe nnassaako emikono awe wenga Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Simoni olw'obutakakkanira kigambo kya Katonda.
Simon for not humbling before the word of God.
Simoni yali murogo.
Simon was a sorcerer.
Bobosu aika bikwatume ne suli omunana.
The Acts chapter 8.
Kuva kuli omwenda
from verses 9 to down.
Yali murogo yabagobaka emizimu n'amanyi kizikiza.
Just demons from him and the powers of darkness.
Yali akoyese byama.
Those used in the miracles.
Agati bwe yalaba ebyo na niyefula aloko.
So that he claimed to have gotten saved.
Nainga aganya okukakkanira kigambo kya Katonda.
To humble to the word of God.
Akati webasabira abantu funo omoyo mutukufu.
People to get the Holy Spirit.
Yete yafuna.
It did not get him.
Ati bwatafuna.
When it did get.
Ngende funa mali.
Let me get money.
Nabachali nawe sente zinakola.
I still have some money I made.
Batumbe.
Apostle.
Ukwate sente mumpe kumanya.
Get money, give me all that power.
Ngalo uzabya kugula.
Thought it's for buying.
Bobatokiriza kigambo cha Katonda.
If you not accepted the word of God.
Wanga bigayo byatugamba kwemo.
The word tells us they are spirit.
Ebitula mugwe.
And they sit in you.
No bifuna.
And you get them.
Bo muko bo bula.
As the breath of life.
No bifuna nga mafuta.
You get them as anointing.
Akatekeke nyumba ya Mukama.
Ordering the temple of God.
Wa Katonda.
Of this Holy Spirit.
Kizibu hiyo kujana juzao.
Had him come fill up.
Bula Simon te yafuna wa.
That's why Simon didn't get.
Akati nalete mali.
And he brought money.
Kati someta.
Let us read we here.
Bukwa watu mesulaya munana. Olinyola makumi abi.
Acts 8 verse 20.
Na ye Petro na mugamba nti feza yo. Ezikirile na awe. Kubango looze zo kufuna chilabo cha Katonda n'ebintu. Olwabi limoro mu. Toli na mugabo ne wakubadde. Okugaba na mchigambo chino. Kubango mtima go simulongo fumaso ga Katonda. Olwabiri mwebiri. Kale wenenyobo bibo osabe mukama waffe mpozi ali kusonyiwa ebirowoozo byo eby'omutima gwo. Olwabiri mwesatu. Kubanga nkulaba oli mususa ogukaawa ne mu nvuba y'obubi.
Bamugamba gwe ssebo tolekanga bibi.
Told you you've never left your evil sin.
Tubula era tewafunye.
That's why you must get the Holy Spirit.
Wagana ebigambo bya Katonda.
Rejected the words of God.
Okutula mbula muvu
sit in your life.
Abera omwoyo nga yetegekera mugwe.
Spirit preparing himself in you.
Abera amafuta mugwe.
Be the anointing in you.
Agayigiriza.
That which teaches.
Tusobola kumalaga kusibwa kwa mikono mufuno
omwo. Not just lay hands on you to get the Holy Spirit and you get him.
Yesu ngalwacha minundi mingi kanisa temujuzibwa.
That's why many times church you've never been filled of the Spirit.
Bango kusoka temwafa yonti ebigambo bya mukama gwe
moyo. First didn't mind the words of God, they are spirits.
Erabwe bulamu.
And they are life.
Era temwafa yo kufuna breathe ye kigambo kya Katonda.
Didn't mind to get
erago omoyo mtukuvu nti ajja
mugwe. Breath of the word of God to show the Holy Spirit comes in you.
Asuko kwetekere chifo
mu first prepares a place for you.
Aliokaje ajuzewo.
Then he come fill up.
Aliokamta ndiko koranga mwena.
You begin to work together.
Kubanga ne bali ababatizibwa bamwera te bamufuna.
Those baptized some did not get him.
Lwa kubatu alanga ne babatiza bobatiza abantu abatamaze kufuka bayigirizwa.
Just baptized people who have not yet become disciples.
Atenga Mathayo 28.
And the Matthew 28.
18
to 20 say.
Peredo obuyinza mugone
ku. Given authority in heaven and earth.
Kale mugende mufurama nga gona bayigirizwa.
Go make all nations disciples.
Uliokumbabatize.
And baptize them.
Bayigire muri nyira kitafu.
In the name of the Father.
Mwana no moyo
mutukufu. The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Muliokamba igirize nebyo nabina balagira.
Teach them all I commanded you.
Kato ino kuba ako no kuyigirizibwa mugwe.
Have a teaching in you.
Okwo moyo okuli mugwe.
The spirit within you.
Omoyo nga aliko portion mugwe.
Spirit has a portion in you.
Noli okogenda okubatizibwa.
Then you go to be baptized.
Olunoli okoliceiving.
And then you receive.
Omoyo okujja mu bujjo
bwe. Holy Spirit who comes in his fullness.
Naleto mbiri okuva mu
bujjo. And he brings the body from heaven.
Chuvula abana aburuganda.
That's why brethren.
Erije mwabira nga mugama mujuzibwa
omwoyo. Let us we say that you are filled of the spirit.
Waba kwata nkone mukankana.
And they touched on you, you shaked.
Obaye babaganti Holy Ghost wuyu.
And when they told you Holy Ghost is there.
Omuzimu omutukuvu gugu.
Holy Ghost is there.
Nemugwane mwevulu.
And you fell rolled on the floor.
Mujuzibwa omwoyo wa
Katonda. That you feel God's spirit.
Njagala okubabuza.
I want to ask you.
Mwajuzibwa amageza agali mchigamba.
Were you filled with the wisdom in the word?
Mwajuzibwa okutegeera okuli kigambo kya Katonda.
Filled the understanding of the word of God.
Era mwajuzibwa okuteesa kwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Filled the counsel of the word of God.
Mumanye bino n'ebiseere bye byawandikibwa.
New seasons and times of the scriptures.
You
feel the spirit of power. You separate the word of God and what's not His word.
You separate
God's counsel and what's not His. As the word of God is, where you feel the spirit of knowledge of God, bring light of the full knowledge of God and His glory. You get that as you said you were filled. Where you feel the fear of God, the spirit of fear of God, he who puts you into head and evil,
convicts
you world of sin, righteousness and judgment,
and
where you given to help many come from evil,
but
you have filled the spirit of fear of God,
or
moved on cloth mini skirts,
and have
lips speaking vulgar and sharp words, and to be harsh and people who are
feeling,
and people who don't wish others, people who are greedy, people who are robbers, and people like those. If you say filled God is spirit,
the
seven spirits are to be in you.
Or
if the spirit of God is in you, it glorifies the Father and the Son. If you have no conviction that Abba Father in heaven, have a spirit of Father on this world, what spirit
is
that? You can't convict you, your Father is one in heaven, the Father of your spirits. They put on you demons. And you kick on the floors. And you begin to roar like wolves.
And
you shook ways which are not right. As demons possess people in the shrine, and they roll in the fires. The
feeling
of the Holy Spirit is not the way you think it. Not falling into power and tongues.
You are
meant to have prepared well. Must have been hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
I want to be careful of this word we hear. People want to be filled with the Spirit. But it's not just to go and come like that.
He's
going to first check you with His words. His word, the Lord Jesus,
will
come in the scroll of the Bible written of Him, to see the way you've opened up your heart to it. The way you've prepared yourself for it.
Speaks
with us Proverbs 1:23. He says like this. Proverbs
1:23.
You hear, if you accept the rebuke of God, now imagine places where you were. Those who have ordered themselves, those not ordered, and they all roll on the floors. They are being poured upon the Spirit of God, as they say. They are clothing miniskirts. You tie them, you cover them, that they are exposing their privacy by the Spirit of God on them. Say Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. It draws you to understand my words.
Step is soka.
The first step. John 6:63. What I said to you, they are spirit. They are alive. The anointing beginning to come in you.
Yes, you are spiritual.
Abasinga twaluze banateeka ko butese emikono ne tujuzibwa. naye omwoyo omutukuvu okusinga mu Yokaana mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula eyo eyokusatu olunya olw'16 agamba nti temumanyi nga muli yeekaalu ya Katonda era ng'omwoyo wa Katonda atuula mu mmwe. Naye njagala ojjukira ekintu kimu, yeekaalu zino ziba nkyafu olw'ebyo bye tuwulira bye tuyigirizibwa ennaku zonna ng'abazadde baffe batukuza. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo era nga tuyita mu nsi eno. Kati ye Omwoyo Omutukuvu ky'asooka okukola, jjukira Mukama waffe Yesu lumu yagamba mu Befeso essula eyo ey'okutaano nti yatuma nsirako amazzi mu kigambo okututukuza. Ekigambo ekyo kigenda wala, ekigambo ekyo kigenda wala nga kigenda paka mu Bebulaniya essula ey'ekkumi nyola 22. Bayibuli ng'egamba tuba tulina okumansirwako amazzi okuyita mu kigambo okugibwamu omwoyo omubi. Katonda ayinza okugoba emizimu nga tukusabiraano egigenda, naye amaanyi gali agatambulira mu sisitimu y'omusayi gw'omuntu agalekamu omwoyo omubi mundayo. Ye Omwoyo Omutukuvu kyakola anaazaamu ng'ayita mu bigambo bino by'owulira era nga akola posoni mu ggwe eyo eyiye okutandika okwetegekera ennyumba ye. Bayibuli egamba nti bw'ogoba dayimooni n'olongoosa bulungi ki ennyumba, olowooza erongoosebwa etya? Mbu naye n'otazimba era n'otateekamu ow'amaanyi bwe zituuka eyo nga zikola ki? Naye Bayibuli yeegamba era nti waliwo ow'amaanyi alina okujja mu ffe okusinga oyo ali mu ki? Ali mu nsi. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. Naye nga tolowooza nti Omwoyo Omutukuvu ajja kumala gajja ku ggwe mbw' ajjuzeewo. Aba alina okunaaza ennyumba
yaagirongoosa.
Yes, you always
praise Jesus much.
Okay,
the topic is a bit hard. But what
are
the hope of it? Take that it's been washing down.
Naye kyetukuleetera kiri bwe kiti, si kyangu nnyo ogamba nti Omwoyo Omutukuvu agenda kujja dayirekiti ajjuzeewo nga tannaba kulongoosa nnyumba ye. Kimutwalira okulongoosa ennyumba n'ogitegeka kubanga agamba tumanyi nga tuli yeekaalu ya Katonda era ng'Omwoyo wa Katonda atuula mu mmwe era ng'agamba nti yeekaalu erina okuba entukuvu. Kale kimutwalira okutegeka okutegeka okusobola okulabika ng'ajjusa ajjula mu
ggwe
ate naawe atandike ng'okutoolako
nga
bw'ajjusa mu
bantu.
Omanyi kw'oyinza okuwulira mu kitabo kino
eky'okubala
ne baleeta abakadde
72 elders.
Naye omanyi kye bayita
omukadde?
Baali bamaze okwewaayo
n'okumanya committed themselves to knowledge
eby'ekigambo kya
Katondaamateeka
Katonda bwe yagawanga Musa.
Laws God gave them to Moses.
So tebaayita buyisi
bantu
timujje nedda
abooluganda
ebintu ebyo byonna tujja kuba tubiddamu
tubitunuulire tulabe
kubanga Dawson
for the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
There
are the seven spirits of God. When they are doubled,
it worked
in the nation of Uganda and all over the world.
There is
so many things first done above. It involves first taking off the seal. And we see how God's word was purified seven times through the seven spirits of God. Where we saw the taking of seal from the word of God. To see how it's purified seven times. It reveals the power in the word. The seven groups of angels. This aspect which is come in. It says. Portion of the anointing you will get. It remain revealed fullness of the word of God.
And
reaching and filling you in the Holy Spirit of God. And be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. As the word of God is. Are we still preparing for it? You to see how the seasons are. Are you filled of the Holy Spirit? And are you filled all the knowledge?
But
every time you increase on,
knowing
you have
a day,
you can go back, get Bible reading. Gain more revelation, it's broadened.
Scriptures
join on the others already you have.
Which
the scripture say it falls on the other we read.
How
you see and hear it.
What
does you feel the scripture connects with the other?
In
generations we passed. People read one scripture and speak a story.
How
when him connecting other scriptures.
And
those who try, and they try to struggle in it. And join things, they don't connect. It was very hard to get the scriptures in you.
In
5-10 years you spend
salvation,
you have 2-3 scriptures you know.
You need to go back,
remember them well.
You know
why all that problem has been there?
Not
getting that portion of anointing in us.
That
can teach us to reveal the rest. Teaching as you hear the word of God. Praise Jesus much. As he told us in John.
1 John 2:27.
He said this. Have you heard well? The anointing on you of the Holy Spirit. It remains teaching. And it encourages you to remain abiding in Him.
What
can prove you remain in Him? On the words of Jesus in you.
John 15:7.
You abide in Him. His word have to remain and abide in you.
It
means the pouring on of the oil.
What
the words it tells us.
It
means joining on
of
the scriptures. To remain having the words of Christ.
Preaching
the Holy Spirit said, let's seal and fill up.
I'll
give you an example. We told you of last time. Your ears of the audio. To draft a lampstand.
Lampstand,
that lampstand.
I told you
make a big circle in your bowl. In the big circle, you make a smaller circle within it. But smaller than the first one. Now come in the middle of that circle. And you draft a stick stretching upwards. Go out of the small circle.
And
to go out of the big circle. And to move on a bit
obuwanvu nga bwa inch,
taller like an inch.
Bwomala kakati k'okubi akafulumye.
After the stick you've drafted, which is gotten out.
Ove waguru wako nga okuba okuba katika kavu akava kukati yako.
Make a curve of the stick from that stick. And it's equal to height with the one you drafted first. And you draft a second one. A curve from that stick down, down the one you first drew. Also on the side of the first you drafted. And you draft the second, the third. Down on the second you drafted.
Curves
with the same height from the other first you drafted. Even on the left side, do that. After you finish, every curve you've drawn, you cross out three sticks with given distance, which is the same. From every curve you've drafted, three sticks. Why have I brought that word? When the Holy Spirit is filled in you, you must have had the word of God according to the lampstand. The circle you drew first represents the Father. The second circle,
small,
presents the word of God, the Lord Jesus. The stick you drew stretching out and its branches on the six, they represent the Holy Spirit. If you feel the Holy Spirit, you
first
hear from the word of God. You hear what concerns God and the Lord Jesus. In time you hear, feel of the Holy Spirit according to the stick stretching upwards. The one who sees the lampstand, you see it clear.
And
you hear this word, it reaches there. Spirit of the Lord in the middle. He reaches there.
He is
branch of the spirit of counsel. And he fills you. Even other side, the spirit of power. You have to first be filled in the middle. Remember the six branches from the lampstand. Then
step
three steps on each. On each.
Feel
the Spirit of the Lord in the middle for hearing these words. When he passes the Spirit of the Lord from hearing this word of God, when he passes a little the third stick down
or
the branch of the spirit of counsel,
you
get the first level of the spirit of counsel and the spirit of power. Every born again, if they are born again flesh, don't want to hear a counsel of any other thing except
the Lord,
and they have power, strength. If you send them salvation, they say on salvation, and you, what should I do? If you chase me home, chase me. When they speak the words,
lampstand,
first circle, you first drawn,
represents
the Father.
Second
circle represents the word. Take you drawn moving upwards.
Out
comes three branches on the right. On the right. And on the left three branches. Every branch you've drawn, it has three steps on it.
Become
downwards being filled, ascending up.
When
you hear much concern of the Father through his word, the Lord Jesus, and
your
filled of the Spirit,
to
be filled of the Spirit of counsel alone, the first from down,
takes you
to hear for some time, anointed to fill up, When it fills up, it reaches there.
And
there you reach the first level of the spirit of counsel, even of power. Fellowship, would you stop fellowship? God said, you have strength to move on.
And if God said we
fellowship, that was the curse of God. We have to go for fellowship. If you refuse, if you chase them home, you chase them.
That's
the counsel of God. They no more want to hear the counsel of Satan. They hate Satan.
Satan. They
attack Satan. They attack rights. They can attack them. And they have power. Remember the spirit of
no
counsel and power, they get portion of the two.
When
they hear more the words, the word of God of the Holy Spirit, and they reach there, and the spirit of counsel moves the second step, even the power moves the second, and the spirit of understanding is on the first step, even the spirit of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gains
more knowledge and the thirsty for it. The spirit of understanding.
Remember,
the spirit of knowledge in step one. And of understanding.
And
the one of power is on the second level. Even of counsel.
No
more in the word.
But
to reach the third step, it is a long journey.
When
they hear the word of God,
through
the spirit of the Lord, enters that state. And the spirit of counsel
enters
step 3, is about to fill up even the one of power.
Step 3.
Now the spirit of understanding moves to step 2.
The
spirit of knowledge moves to step 2 also.
The
spirit of wisdom moves to step
1.
Now
he hears the
voice of God, he can hear it. Even of fear of God.
Step 1
goes to step 1.
Step 1.
Most poor Jericans from up, but he comes from the Lord.
Yes, he was me.
Praise Jesus.
If you
go deep in the word of God,
we will
know the Lord moves to third step.
Fourth,
in the spirit of the Lord is fourth.
Spirit
of the Lord has four steps.
Finish
up is reach the fifth.
When
he reaches the fourth, the one of counsel begins to light.
And
before counsel clear. Power too is
trying to begin
at the of God.
Our
spirit of understanding is on the third step. Even spirit of knowledge.
Spirit
of wisdom is now on step 2. Even of the fear of God. Spirit of the Lord passes there, the
soul,
and begin to lighten out.
Watch
it to lighten. The spirit of cancer is still on that. It's called to try to idle out.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Atino moyo oyo wokutegera naye aba alinye wali.
Bit of understanding towards reason level. Even of knowledge. Trying to idle out also.
One
of wisdom is on third step. Now to hear God. Everything you hear him. Fear of God.
You are fighting
to take out many from it.
Wow.
The Spirit of the Lord lighten once. And they say you are the lamp of the world. Go and light it.
Shall
repeat that topic in the name of Jesus.